96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late.
Yep, a lot of us are just like that rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, last minute and often late. We know what we have to do and when, but some of us are in no rush to get there. We are the procrastinators. On this tax deadline night, it's the perfect time to talk about it. My guests are Dr. Nicole Cutts, psychologist and success and executive coach, and William Rolak, president and CEO of the National Association of African Americans in Human Resources. The lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Are you a procrastinator, or are you completely on time and just get it done? That's what I want to hear from the listeners tonight. Let me start with Dr. Cutts. Dr. Cutts, tax time, a lot of people are at their computers or even doing their taxes by hand tonight. Mm-hmm. This is the procrastinator's holiday. I mean, it really is. So is today different from any other kind of duty for which people might procrastinate? Is it because it's money? What do you think?
I think it's for different reasons that people procrastinate. Taxes are certainly something that virtually no one wants to do. And we often procrastinate tasks that are distasteful to us. And we don't want to do them. Yes, sometimes it's because of money. Sometimes it's because of the tedium. You know, it's the length of time that it takes. I know it takes me several days to do my taxes. So I don't always want to take those several days to do it. But usually we procrastinate on things that we find that are not enjoyable.
But outside the whole tax piece, outside of this late to do everything kind of day, what about people who procrastinate in getting chores done, perhaps fixing the hole in the wall, going mm-hmm. grocery shopping, those kinds of things? Why do some people seem to have such a delay in getting these things done and others just take care of it right away?
Well, I think it has to do with the immediate gratification that you get from putting off things. You get to feel good about relaxing at that moment, putting it off. So there's that immediate gratification. But you find when you do things right away, then you get the gratification of having completed it and you can really relax. Sometimes it's a self-defeating and self-destructive behavior that people engage in.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And Mr. Rolak, we were just talking about the home place, but what about the workplace? That can really be problematic, can't it?
Yes, it can. And I totally agree with Dr. Cutts, because there's this, you know, piece around fun and not fun, or what's distasteful. And in the workplace, I would say it starts with that first person. It starts with self, and that self-motivation, getting up and wanting to go and wanting to get things done and wanting to check things off the list. But there are days where, you know, you go in and it's like, oh, my gosh, it takes everything, every bit of your strength and energy. So, you know, really being able to name that personal self-motivation, that personal get up and go is really what's going to keep you on the right side of you know, not procrastinating and not waiting to do it tomorrow, you know, what can be done today.
But see, Mr. Rolak, I'm in the news business. You can't really be a procrastinator in this business, because you can't stop time. And if you're on time, certainly not here at WHUR, but certainly in the other places I've worked, you get your head chopped off if you're, you know, if you're late. But, you know, there are certain jobs where, you know, it really doesn't matter. Is there a, you know, can you think of any position that would be perfect for people who have a hard time making deadlines, or is it just bad all the way around?
I would say it's bad all the way around, because I can't think of a position that doesn't require some immediate activity at some point in time. You know, even if you are the porter or the janitor. You know, hey, there's always a cleanup on aisle 12, you know, and they got to move when that happens. We don't want a client or a customer to slip and fall, but, you know, you may have duties that you can space out and work during the course of the day. Those type of activities, I think, are good for those who may be considered procrastinators, and they can kind of shift things around and, you know, put the heavy lifting, you know, in their best time of day. If they're a morning person, they can do it in the morning. If they're that midday person or afternoon, they can do the heavy lifting at their best time of day. But can't think of a job that would give you the ability not to have to respond quickly.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about procrastinating. Are you a procrastinator? If not, how do you feel about those that are procrastinators? James calling from West Virginia. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just listening to your procrastination show, and it just caught my attention. My question to the gentleman is, what or is there a connection between the physical procrastinator and the emotional procrastinator? You know, where it applies to, should I read tonight? Or I guess what I'm trying to say, that for me, it's structure is getting me through, because I am a huge procrastinator. Well, I used to be. Now I'm trying to intentionally not procrastinate. And so that's part of my structure.
Well, let me see if Dr. That sounds like maybe Dr. Cutts may want to try to address that. Emotional, physical, what do you think?
Well, I think it all has an emotional bent to it. That it just depends on what you find enjoyable and what's not enjoyable. And I think that if we ask James, he's probably would say that now that he's a recovering procrastinator, he enjoys the feeling he gets now from having accomplished the work. And what people need to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Can I interrupt? I want to give you a praise report, because just as I was about to try and call your show, I was trying to intentionally not forget the phone number, because you say them so quickly, and I had my phone and I dialed the number, the second number, and I wasn't prepared for procrastination, but she picked up the phone, and here I am.
Well, there
so
you go.
I did not procrastinate. Normally, I would try and get multitasking, kind of set this society back.
Yeah. So, well, James, thank you so much.
I'm trying to do one happy at a time.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the tip as well. I promise I will say those phone numbers much more slowly so that everyone has an opportunity to hear them. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're taking a break. We're talking about procrastination. Why are you a procrastinator, or how do you feel about those that are procrastinators? We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about procrastinating. Why do they waste time, when, and what does that do to those who do not procrastinate? My guests are Dr. Nicole Cutts. She's a psychologist and success and executive coach. Also, William Rolak. He is president and CEO of the National Association of African Americans in Human Resources. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Also, you know, for our listeners, do you have a procrastinator in your life, if it's not you? And how does that make you feel? Let me go to Ralph calling from Silver Spring. Hey, Ralph, you are a procrastinator. What's going on with you?
Yes, and it's Robert.
Sorry about that, Robert. Please go right ahead.
And the question I've always asked when I found that I was procrastinating at a young age, and I just found that procrastination to me just means you get it done at the last minute. But I always do an excellent job and I do it better than those who get it done. Even when I was in school writing papers of work, I can get it done better than those who do it a week ahead of time.
But does that cause a problem, though?
What's the problem with procrastination?
I mean, does it cause a problem for you?
You wait till the last moment to get something done. Doesn't mean you don't do an outstanding job or it affects your life. It's just you wait. Mm. And I found that over time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, you know, Ralph, you know, did it cause a problem, you know, for you? But I want to make sure that I get a couple of more folks in. Thank you so much for your phone call. Let's talk to Erica calling from Bowie. You're a procrastinator, too. Why are all these people procrastinators? I don't get it. What's going on with you, Erica?
I'm kind of a procrastinator. I don't know if it's just that or if it's a time management thing, so I just wanted to find out, is there a difference between procrastination and time management, or is it, like, the same thing? But I just know, like, even if it's something I really want to do or if it's something I'm really looking forward to, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, it just, I don't know, sometimes I'm running late for something, and this has been, like, throughout life, and I know I've missed out on major things that I didn't want to miss out on.
Let me see if Mr. Rolak can address that. Mr. Rolak, time management versus procrastination, what do you think?
Sure. I'll tie the two in also for Robert earlier, Erica, as well, because one of the things that I find is that those who have a well-defined structure around time management and getting things done, they process the activity or they process their objectives of the day prior to the day. So it's like, I know I have these five things to get done. You've already kind of thought through them before the activity presents itself. Those who may be considered in a procrastination state are, like Robert mentioned, now the opportunity or the activity is upon me, and now I'm giving it all I got to get it done. I would say, you know, not the latter, but actually processing through those activities before they come, even if you are doing them, you know, not for before the opportunity exists, you may be able to, you know, process through it a lot better. And the example that I want to give here quickly is that, you know, it's a domino effect. You know, if you have and Harold, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, if you got a report that you need to publish by a particular time during the day, mm-hmm. And you submit that at 10:59 and it's due at 11, and then you read back through it and you have errors, then those errors are published.
And that's a problem. That's a major problem. I need to take a break, but when we come back, more of your phone calls, Gina, Rashad, and of course, Erica, thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the DC calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Procrastinators, folks that are late, last minute. We'll see. We'll talk about it some more. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. The Daily Drum continues on Sirius XM Channel 140.